And we are going live here on the 5 a.m. Masters Rum Show. I hope you're all doing well. Trying out new audio, video, microphone, because that microphone I had was driving me nuts. Leaving lots of crackles. Anyway, 5 a.m. Masters Rum Show. Hope you're doing well today. And I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today I want to talk about spontaneous innovation. When we did the Tuesday night program, and the part that got dropped off the program because the connection dropped with the StreamYard, which was kind of annoying. I was reading an article from Comcast, how they wanted everyone to return to office. And the part of their justification was the spontaneous innovation. The ability of people to gather among the water coolers, even though they always said they don't want people at the water coolers, to meet and talk and come up with innovative ideas on how to solve complex problems. So that made me think a lot about what we do as Agile coaches and Scrum Masters. And our job is to build containers for innovation, spontaneous innovation to happen, whether it be in person or remote. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. And also, we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Fortune Cookie Friday. And we're going to open a fortune cookie from the Agile Accountants and see what they have to say. So with that, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so that you can bring value to your customer and not work crazy hours to get that value. Get home to family and friends and have a little fun. And also, you can have fun in the office too, by the way. So, sorry about that. A little news coming up. I am going to be a track chair for the summit coming up and the Agile Online Summit. And in that track is the happiness. It's called happiness. So, if anybody has any thoughts, I put a post up on LinkedIn last night about happiness, what they would like to see, what they would like to learn, maybe what they want to share. Give me some thoughts on that so I can craft. I have some ideas, the intro to the topic area. So I'd appreciate any help you can give on that matter. So with that, innovation, spontaneous innovation. And I'll be honest, I worked at Comcast a few years ago. I did enjoy the experience. It was definitely different. Learned a lot, achieved a lot. One of the things they do is it's called an innovation week, where they would do a week. I'm going to steal it. I'll be honest with you, it's a great idea. When I get my company, I'm going to do the same thing. And I love the creation where they had everyone would come up with ideas they want to do. They would pitch it. People would say, yeah, I like the idea. I'm going to work on it. And then come up with these creative, innovative ideas. Now, when I read this article, we were going through like local businesses, because I saw that one. I want to share that on the Tuesday night program that we do now every Tuesday night about news and tech. And in that news and tech was Comcast, which was one of the largest employers here in the Philadelphia area from a tech perspective. Wanted everyone to start coming back in the office come November, at least for a couple, 3 days out of the week, or I don't know if it's full time, but that's what they were saying. Part of their justification was the innovation that people have when they are together and they just feed off each other to solve problems. And that's great. And one of the things that I try to do and create, and the word container is used because that is one of the words for facilitation. So creating these containers to facilitate innovation and spontaneous interaction. Scrum is built that way. Scrum has the daily Scrum. Scrum has the sprint planning, the review, and the retro. The idea is getting everyone into the room to create. And sometimes spontaneous innovation happens, sometimes it doesn't. Our job is to allow for that to happen as frequently as possible and balancing the day-to-day work with the innovation part. But you need both, right? You have to do both. And when you're not doing both, your team's going to be out of sync. And in fact, your team won't be happy. I'll be honest with you. Because the topic that I'm doing and that share for, without the innovation and that challenge, that growth, the teams aren't going to be happy. Doing the day-to-day stuff isn't necessarily going to make them happy. So we as Agile coaches, Scrum Masters, have to encourage those opportunities to innovate, be spontaneous, and see things happen. It's like, I give you an example. I still remember when Daily Scrum, someone had a bug for 2 days trying to figure out what was wrong, why it wasn't working. Spontaneously in the Daily Scrum, the person was talking about another person, you could see the light bulb kick off in their head, and within a half hour, they solved the problem. That's spontaneous innovation. That is a great example of them being together, seeing each other's reaction on the faces, and realize that they had a solution and maybe something similar. They worked it out a little bit and it worked out fine. And that's where you bring that container down. I know that's what Comcast wants to say, but I also believe that you can't leave it up to spontaneity to say, oh, they bumped into each other at the coffee mess and they came up with this great idea that's going to revolutionize the business. You can't tell. I mean, it happens, but it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes you need to break out of the front of the computer and kind of talk things out, visualize it, talk about it on a whiteboard to help bring that innovation, that spontaneous innovation. And we as Scrum Masters and Agile coaches create those opportunities. We don't want to minimize the time on retrospectives. We don't want to keep shrinking the time on planning. We don't want to keep shrinking the time for presentations. We want to grow them to allow everyone to see the video. Like, think of it this way. Sprint review, looking at the software on there. When the customer sees the software, spontaneous ideas are going to flow in their brain. I like that. Can we do this? Can this happen? What can we do? That is what Scrum's about. That's what we as Scrum Masters and Agile coaches should be championing, those opportunities for that spontaneous interaction and innovation. So just remember that the next time someone says, let's cut the retrospective from an hour to a half hour. Let's cut the review. Let's not have a review. Let's not have a daily scrum. Those might be the only times you get to come together and work together. I mean, even if people come to the office like they want, are they in the same room, the same area? And I'll give you one thing. One team I had at Comcast, they used to be scattered all through this giant high-rise building. The project I had, I got them all in the room. We created something in 6 months they've been trying for years to do. But we were all in the same room. We weren't scattered all throughout the building. So, yeah, bring it back in the office, but if you're still scattering throughout the building, you're still working remote, and people don't get that. So I wanted to add that one part. Okay, with that, let's do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Fortune Cookie Friday. So, Agile accountants came in the office, dropped off their note, and said, here's your stuff for today. And they seal it in a bag, and they seal it in a cookie so no one can read it. And the first time we ever read this is on the show, live on the show, and we see what they have to say. So with that, here we go. Moderate your appetite so that with a little, you may be content. Moderate your appetite so that with a little, you may be content. That's a tough one. So basically, thinking if you moderate what your appetite is, what you want, when you get that little bit of change, you can be content. I can go in a lot of ways in this one, but I'm going to kind of stick with what we were talking about, this innovation, this spontaneous innovation. We have to create those sessions, those things, whether they be once a quarter, an event once a year, where they, like I said, with Comcast, they used to have everyone mandatory kind of participate unless you really couldn't. Sometimes these little innovation opportunities, the little spontaneous things, it'll make us happy, but we need them, right? So having those little wins in the sprint review, the retrospective, where you get those little innovative ideas, changes that create a whole innovation path, is really all we need. And we just need to allow for that. We don't need grandiose, innovative weeks, months, whatever, elaborate things. But sometimes our little innovation that we have those little spontaneous things we do and we build in those containers in the sprint, those events that we call in Scrum, will give us those potential growths. So I want to leave it with that. I want to wish you all a happy Friday. I want to wish you guys happy scrumming, stay healthy, happy. And again, if you got anything, and again, on Tuesday night, we'll do the show again. Hopefully it'll go better. We won't lose signal and everything will be great. And I wish you the best. And again, happy scrumming and take care. And see you later. If I can figure out how to do all this stuff. This acoustic on the way out.